let me go a little bit about my past life. I grew up with nothing but murderers, people who would take a bat to your head, bust your head, and think nothing of it. Most of my friends today, you know, you hear the saying, either dead or in jail. They honestly are. In 1994, I wanted to change my life. It didn't just come over top of me one day. You know, I didn't wake up one day and say, I have to change my life. I was thinking of ways how to get out of this organization because I was at the top of the food chain in organized crime here in Baltimore. My partner, Billy Isaacs, was a fearsome guy. I mean, he actually one time took a boxer, got in a fight with a boxer, bit his lip off, stepped on his lip so the paramedics couldn't sew his lip on. Let me go back a little bit. In 1978, he actually took a young man. It was a thrill kill. They busted him in the head with a bat, threw him off of a bridge, and the guy wasn't dead. So Billy stepped down through the embankment, which was about 100 foot down, stepped on the guy's head to make sure he was dead. I, myself, was involved in that, not in the actual murder. I helped cover up the murder. I hid the bloody clothes. That's called making your bones, making your way up the ladder. By 94, like I said, something came about me. I didn't like this life anymore. I didn't want my children to turn out like me, but I didn't know how to get out. But in 1995, something did change. I was supposed to help Billy kill two of his friends. Meantime, he's coming out of federal prison on a loan sharking charge. He did 5 years. I didn't want to kill two people. I hadn't crossed that line. I knew that if I didn't kill the two people, then I would probably end up dead. Instead, it was my escape. It was a way for me to get out. And I went to the FBI. There's Bruce Hall over there, who was actually the federal agent that actually I went to. He was the only person I could trust. We had police on the take. I even had someone in the U.S. Attorney's Office that worked with the witness and victim witness unit that was on the take. So I couldn't go to the federal government. I was afraid that I would end up dead or my family. So Bruce, I went to Bruce. He actually helped save my life. There was a possibility that I was going to end up in prison the rest of my life. I didn't want any immunity. I didn't want a lawyer. If I had to do 30 years, stick me on the West Coast. Just protect my family. So I went along with the FBI. I wore a wire for 4 months on all my friends. During that time, I ran into so many different times that I probably should be dead today. But it was the only thing that I ever did right. So during this time of wearing a wire, there was a couple occasions that it was really scary for me. One of the times was, like I said, Billy Isaacs was this really terrifying guy, huge. And one of the times, Billy came to my house while I was where I had just taken a wire off, and he came to my house and demanded that I get in a car with him. And I did. We went to the rotunda on 41st Street. Billy patted me down. I had just taken that wire off. If he'd have found that wire on me, he'd have killed me there. There was another time. During this time, during the investigations and everything, I mean, I'm running around getting drug dealers. I'm getting after that. And here's another problem I had. Like I said, we had high-ranking officials in the Baltimore City Police Department. So while I'm working for the FBI, I know that there's this high-ranking official in Baltimore City that can find out the investigation. The detectives are chasing me and chasing the FBI that's working undercover with me. The FBI are chasing the detectives to find out who's dirty. And when I came in, I wasn't under any charges. I came in on my own free will. When I was done with all the wiring and everything, it was time for my family and I to move. Well, they wanted to put my family and I in the witness protection program. I would have been a third person in 10 years in the state of Maryland and actually went into it. I refused it because I had someone who could find out information where I may be through the U.S. Marshal Service. I took a choice, and we went to Alabama. They shipped us 800 miles away. We were allowed one truckload of our belongings. I lost a lot of things. Material things didn't mean nothing. I was a wealthy man at one time, but it wasn't about money. It's not who has the most toys in life when you die wins. When they moved us to Alabama, I had to keep being flown back to Baltimore to testify in front of the grand juries, federal grand juries, state grand juries, whatever. I had to go to a motions hearing on a murder trial of Billy Isaacs. During this murder trial, I testified. I was going to spend the night at my brother's house, which sometimes they allowed me. Well, this time, the federal agent said no. My handler, Tom McNamara, said no. I just have his gut feeling. Well, anyhow, it's a good thing he had this gut feeling. I was in the hotel. I get a knock on the door, and it's this guard said, here's a note from your brother. I was supposed to call him right away. That night, someone tried to kill my brother, thinking it was me. And anyhow, it was so scary that I didn't know what to do. I was scared to death. I was at a hotel where there was a window on the first floor, and that's where they kept me. It was the worst hotel they kept me at, and they kept me some good ones. And all I could think of was my brother had visited me the night before, and I thought that, you know, they're going to shoot through this window. So what I did, I was going to try to sleep in the tub, but I knew I couldn't fit in the tub. So what I did, I went underneath of the window, grabbed a pillow and cover, and kept myself underneath there in case they shot through, I would be at least covered by the glass, you know, and not get hurt that bad. About 3:30 in the morning, I couldn't handle it anymore. So I went into bed, said a prayer, and meantime, I'm worried to death about my family. There was just so many scary times. To this day, I have to travel with bodyguards when I speak on public appearances. I generally don't come out when it's pouring down rain. It's Halloween weekend. I can't take my grandchildren trick-or-treating, and here I am on a Halloween weekend, and it's pouring down rain. But there's so many things. Just a couple weeks ago, they gave me a picture of a guy out of New Jersey that's supposed to kill me. These are true facts. But it's the only thing I ever did right. And I'm now... And the true hero is Bruce Hall. Stand up, Bruce.